attention that the children are playing a game that has several elements of danger in it. I inquired of my own child, who has herself been injured several times, and I'm sure you're all familiar with it. They call it softball.
Madam Chairman?
I haven't finished my thought, Mr. O'Casey.
Okay, Madam Chairman.
Now, in this game of softball, the object seems to be to throw the ball at the legs of a running child. And, of course, it usually results in the child falling to the pavement.
I move we petition the principal to exclude softball from the children's playground activities.
Second the motion.
Madam Chairman?
Mr. O'Casey wishes to speak.
Thank you. Madam Chairman, Madam Secretary, fellow members, I think it's a little stupid to give up a good, healthy old game like softball just because of a couple of clumsy kids. Wait a minute. What I meant is that I've got three grandsons, one of them in this school right now, and they all gave up softball because they heard it was a sissy game.
Question.
Yes, what is it?
It has been moved and seconded that we petition the principal to exclude softball from the children's playground.
What are you sending to this school, a bunch of cream puffs?
All those in favor now, please raise your right hand.
Wait a minute. Let's kick this thing around a little more.
Mr. O'Casey, you are in contempt of the chair.
That is so true. But let us stick to one subject at a time.
Hi, boys.
Hi, Dad.
Boy,
just what I
find.
You never
blame him.
You never
blame him. Just a minute, please. Now, what's going on
here? Where's Bub? He called me up, told me to put the dinner on.
Oh, where is he?
He's still at a committee meeting down at Chip's school. Dad, guess what I found? It's an Anita Steele. My gosh, you can't turn it down. It's something that...
Why should a committee meeting last this late?
I don't know. He said something about an argument over sockball.
47, strip down, do five.
He's got to stay there for a while and straighten it out.
Oh. Carl Joy has one. He works there all the time. His dad says it's the best thing.
This is all we're going to have for dinner. Potatoes?
Oh, no, I was going to make some toast.
Oh, good. You know, I'm not exactly a gourmet, but somehow just toast and potatoes doesn't do much for me.
Real cheap, Dad. It's a steal.
What's the steal?
This gorgeous clunk, this car.
Here, open that.
My gosh, I can mill the heads. I can put three quarter
pounds. Will you, Robbie? Dad, in a couple of days, the guy from State College is coming over to interview me for the scholarship.
From State? Huh. I thought you wanted to go to Stanton.
Well, I did, but my grades being what they are, I didn't think I had a chance. But anyway, these men from the Alumni Enrollment Committee, they're sort of, well, kind of all business-like.
So?
So what are we going to do about Bub?
What do you mean, what are we going to do about him?
Well, you know how he doesn't care what he says to people. I mean, this is pretty important to me, Dad.
Mike, maybe I'd better refresh your memory a little. At one time, your granddad was doing very well managing a movie theater.
Yeah, in Plainview.
That's right. And when your mother died, he gave up everything and came into our home and did his best to take his daughter's place. He came into our house and cheered us up when we thought we'd never laugh again.
Oh, I didn't mean anything, but...
He not only had to do the housework, he had to attend committee meetings, go to social teas, and do a lot of things that most men wouldn't have the nerve to do. And he does it because he wants you boys represented in the neighborhood. I don't know about you, Mike, but to me that more than makes up for a little Irish temper and an occasional lack of tact.
Yeah.
Slice of supper.
And then when I'm old enough to drive, I'll know all about engines and stuff.
We got a neat grandpa.
How come you always got a butt in?
Are you just getting home from school?
Yeah, Bob's down there and he's got a bunch of ladies yelling at him.
What?
They're yelling, squawking, and flapping their arms. Me and Freddy Trotter have been watching through the window. Bud just stands there and smiles. They yell some more and a couple of them start crying. Boy, it's neat.
Okay, Marilyn, now you've never been in here before, and you know what I want you to do, so try it again, okay?
Hello. What are the weekly rates at this hotel?
Well, I'm not sure. Nobody's ever stayed here a week.
It's good. It's good, but remember now, this is supposed to be vaudeville, so your delivery has to be much louder and delivered straight to the audience. Now, suppose we give it another try. Yes?
Excuse me, I'm looking for Robbie Douglas. He's my grandson. He forgot his lunch.
All right, Robbie, you may get your lunch. Now, we'll try that again, and
you're as bad as you are at home. Here's your lunch.
So long.
Are they doing a sketch up there?
Yeah, so long.
So long.
Now, suppose we try it again.
Hello, what are the weekly rates at this hotel?
Well, I'm not sure. Nobody's ever stayed here a week. Would you like a room and bath?
Just the room. It's 5 days till Saturday.
Not bad, not bad at all. Not bad at all. That's fine.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, Marilyn, if you'll move slightly upstage and...
Excuse me. Do you mind if I make a suggestion?
No. Go right ahead.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, the young lady is spoiling the second part of her gag by the way she tells the first part. She says something about being in a hotel a week, and then she says it's only 5 days till Saturday.
Fine, I'll make a note of that. Now, Marilyn, if you'll move slightly upstage, and then when... No, honey.
When he says upstage, he means away from the audience. Excuse me, Mr.
Theodore.
You see, in the old days, they built the stages so they slanted toward the audience so you could see the actor better. Oh, by the way, Ted, my name is O'Casey. Why, I'll never forget the five daring Dunbars that was in Sulphur Bay, Missouri, and the stage there was built on a 30-degree slant toward the audience. They came zooming out there and zoomed right into the orchestra pit. It was a roller skate. It was interesting. You could bet on that.
Were you in vaudeville?
Were I in vaudeville? I'm the stage manager in this house. I've got the theater in my blood.
Yes, I see. Well, we'd better get back to rehearsing for the jamboree.
Right. Hotel jokes. Now, I got a minute. You step over there, Johnny. Listen to these jokes. You laugh at them, too. Now, listen to these jokes. Then you play them with me, will you? I'll say you... you better say to me... What's the name of the hotel we stopped at in Detroit?
What's the name of the hotel we stopped at in Detroit?
I don't know. I'll have to look at my towels. you say to me, I'll be the bellhop this time. When? I'll be the bellhop.
Dad?
Good night.
Are you busy?
No. Look, Robbie, if it's about the car...
Dad, will you tell Bub to quit coming by the school?
You won't be able to get your learner's permit till next year, and... What's Bub got to do with the car deal?
Well, nothing.
Oh. What did you say?
Well, Bub said that he came by my school to bring me my lunch. But I think that he really wanted to get in the jamboree rehearsals.
I'm sure he did. What's wrong with that?
Well, he butts in and talks real loud and calls Mr. Theodore Ted and embarrasses everyone.
I can just hear him.
And I end up looking like a goof in front of Marilyn Turn Thurston.
Marilyn Turn Thurston?
She's a girl.
Oh, thanks.
In my class. Anyway, will you tell him?
Look, Robbie, if you're so anxious to hurt your granddad's feelings, why don't you tell him?
I don't want to hurt his feelings.
Fine. Let's just leave it that way, huh? Good night, Robbie. Well, no matter who tells him, it's going to hurt his feelings, right?
Good night, Dad.
Good night, Robbie.
If I can't have a car, how about just a motor?
Good night, Robbie.
Night, Dad.
Thank you. that. You must understand, Michael, this meeting doesn't necessarily mean State is granting you the scholarship. I'm simply appointed by the committee to meet you and submit my impressions.
Oh, I do understand that, Mr. Finch.
Fine. Now, there are a few tiresome forms for you to fill out.
Oh, I didn't know you had company, Mike.
Bob, this is Mr. Finch from State College.
Hey.
Mr. Finch, this is my grandfather, Mr. O'Casey.
How are you? Mr. Finch, I'm glad to know you.
Thank you.
So you've come to try and get this grandson of mine into that State College of yours, huh?
Well,
you fellas surely get around, don't you? State College here's about a high school boy that's a pretty fair track bend, and you're Johnny on the spot, right?
Well, State College is more interested in a boy's grades and character than in his athletic prowess, Mr. O'Casey.
Sure. But the fact that he ran the 440 in 51 seconds flat doesn't hurt any, does it?
Bob, Mr. Finch doesn't even know about that.
You want to bet? Well, I can't stand around here and chew the rag all afternoon. I got a lot of work to do. It's nice to know you, Mr. Finch. Nice to know you.
Now, don't misunderstand me. I don't see anything rotten about a college looking around for a fine young athlete.
They darn near all do it. Why shouldn't you? Well, let's get at the dishes.
Bob, we'll take over with the dishes tonight. You go on and read the paper, and the boys now clean up the kitchen. Hmm?
Well, you twisted my arm.
Now, look, fellas.
Now, don't you guys think you're fooling anybody. Get me out of the way so you can gripe about the food.
Let's get busy, you guys.
Well, that was a nice, quiet dinner. Now, what's bothering you fellas anyway? It isn't the food.
Jeepers, now it's remote.
It's what, Chip? Chip, I ask you a question.
Mike says if we tell you, you'll get sore.
Oh, that's a swell thing to say. Now you gotta tell him.
Tell me what?
Well, Bob keeps coming down to the school, and for a while it was kind of funny. But now, the kids say I got a goofy grandfather that makes ladies cry. And the principal...
And I'm just sure Mr. Finch is going to pull me out of the jamboree if Bob keeps coming to rehearsals. And Marilyn Turnthurston, what she's...
Marilyn who?
Turnthurston, that's a girl. Mike, have you any coals to add to the fire?
No. No, Dad.
Don't you boys know that your granddad thinks the sun rises and sets on you?
I tried to tell him that, Dad.
What are you, a big angel?
Robbie, hold it down.
What are you, a big angel, son? Just because you don't want to tell Dad how Bob wrecked you going to State?
The interviewer from State College was here?
Well, Bob didn't mean anything, Dad. I didn't want to go there anyway.
All right, boys, I'll talk to Bob.
Do you have to, Dad? He didn't mean to louse things up.
We all know that, Mike. But this time, you fellas clean up the kitchen, huh? And Mike, lay off Robbie.
Thanks, Dad. Every time Mike smacks Robbie, I get hurt.
They must have elbow sharpers in that school. Look at this sleeve, will you?
Bob.
Okay, Steve, I can see the jig's up, so fire away. I got it coming, so let me have it.
Well, Bob, I've been talking to the boys. It It's nothing too serious. It's...
Oh, yes, it is. The food's been terrible. After all, Robbie doesn't ask for much, and I saved the money out of the food budget. You know, you said yourself that someday you'd have to give him a direct answer about a car.
Well, Bub, what I want...
He's the only one that knows anything about a car around the house here.
Wait a minute, Bub. What are you talking about?
I can't hear a thing.
Me neither. Hey, knock it off. How'd you like somebody listening in on you while Dad was tearing you apart? All right, finish the dishes.
You know, the little knothead's a pretty nice kid. And this way he might really learn something about cars before he starts driving them. Do you think I did wrong?
No. No, you did fine, Bud.
Good, good. They put it in the garage this afternoon, and Robbie will find it in the morning. Now, don't say anything.
Oh. No, I won't say anything, Bud.
Boy, sure hope Dad is taking it easy.
Well, you've got it pretty well cleaned up, huh? I just couldn't tell him right now.
Gee, Dad, if Bob shows up at that rehearsal tomorrow, I've had it.
I'll do it tonight after you fellas have hit the sack.
I sure hope we're doing the right thing.
Well, so do I. And if you fellas have been giving me the right dope, I'm sure we are.
Well, sure, but...
Now, wait a minute. Whether he meant it or not, Bub has been stepping on your toes, right? And you've all asked me to do something about it, right? Okay, I think you've got legitimate complaints, and I'm going to straighten Bub out tonight. That'll be fine. Thank you. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
You must be cooking up quite a deal. You've been on the phone all evening.
Yeah. Yeah. The boys all sacked out?
Yeah, all but Mike. He's still hitting the books.
I wonder how Bub will take this. Well, if it was me, I sure wouldn't stick around where I wasn't wanted.
I didn't mean that.
Sure would be funny not having Bub around.
Next month, I'm going to reorganize this whole laundry deal.
Here, let me give you a hand.
All right. Well, what's the problem?
Problem?
Now, don't give me that no problem routine. There's been something on your mind all evening now. Come on, out with it.
I'll get it.
It won't get any better keeping it to yourself, you know.
Hello? Oh, no, that's all right. I'll call him. Robbie?
If you're sore about Robbie's surprise, I'll take it back.
Yeah.
Telephone. You can take it in my room.
I wouldn't have bought it in the first place.
That isn't it, Bob.
Oh. Yeah?
Oh, Robbie. I'm sorry to bother you so late, but I wanted to be sure you had the light cues for the Jamboree dress rehearsal tomorrow.
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, fine.
Oh, and by the way, Robbie, about your grandfather...
Oh, I knew you were going to be talking to me about that, sir. I'm sorry, but
I haven't had a chance to tell you how
much I appreciate his coming to rehearsals every day.
You do?
So if you don't want to tell me, don't. Something about Mike, maybe?
Well, in a way, yes. And Robbie and Chip.
Oh, that could be pretty serious. I'm bound to find out sometime, you know.
Hi.
Steve, listen, two heads are... What are you doing down here? Don't you know it's after 10 o'clock?
I know, but I got to talk to Dad.
Well, talk to him in the morning. Now, Steve.
Jeepers, Dad.
Robbie, answer the phone, will you?
But jeepers, Dad, I just got
you
to
talk. Heard him. Answer the phone.
Oh,
Steve, there's no use beating around the bush.
Actually, Bub, there's no real problem.
No?
Mike! Hey, Mike! It's for Mike.
How could you tell?
Yeah! Get the phone!
Mrs. Tyler was telling me there's a little excitement down at Chip's school.
No kidding. Well, I must have missed it.
No, I mean at your committee meeting.
Oh, that.
Dad.
I'm like a rooster in a hen house down there. The more I crow, the more they squawk. They love it.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Finch. I'll be there. And I'm sorry about my grandfather.
Michael, whether or not you get a scholarship to State College does not depend on your grandfather.
Oh, I know that.
As a matter of fact, I rather enjoyed him. It's refreshing these days to listen to a man who speaks frankly, even if he is wrong.
You're not worried about Mrs. Towler and that bunch of bimbos, are you, Steve? Who cares about them? What else did she say?
Well,
Bob...
Pipe down, Robbie. Your father's talking. What else did she say, Steve?
Well, she...
Bob, Mr. Theater called and wanted to know, are you going to be a spoiler?
I never missed a final rehearsal in my life. What's the matter with that Theodore?
He says he sure appreciates all the help you've been giving him.
Yeah? That Ted's all right. He's a nice guy. There's nothing wrong with him. So what else did Mrs. Towler say, Steve?
Dad.
Here, Robbie, run my car in the garage, will you? I forgot and left it in the driveway.
Sure, Dad, but now we don't have to tell Bub what we've been talking about. Dad...
I suppose that darn Towler woman. Hey, Steve, don't send Robbie out there. That's where he's... Tell me what?
About Mr. Finch. He just called me and told me I'm still in line for the scholarship.
Well, I know all about that. I sewed that deal up 2 or 3 days ago. Now, come on, Steve. Quit stalling.
Well, when Mrs. Towler called, she also said she was sorry she blew up at the meeting. There's no problem, Bub. Never has been. Right, Mike?
Yeah.
Well, then, doggone it, Steve, what's the big idea? Get me all stirred up.
How come Mr. Finch, Mr. Theodore, and Mrs. Towler just all happened to call at the same time?
Yeah, that is a coincidence, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fine thing. Here I am trying to be real helpful and nobody to help.
Hey, what's that?